Mike Malevsky here at Radio Free Palmer in the studio with Kenny Pasenik-Linden.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome, Kenny. As I pointed out in the other interviews for the city council seats, there are two seats that are opening up for the October 6th election, and there are five candidates. And we're going to be asking the same kind of questions that we've asked to each of the candidates, and that is, starting off, why would you want to do this?
Yeah, why would I want to put myself
What are your reasons for running?
Right? So I love Palmer. Palmer is my home. I was born and raised here. I went to school here, graduated from Palmer High in 2006. I just had a birthday, so I'm 28, and I'm one of those that went to school out of state, went to college out of state, and came home. And my husband and I recently bought a house about 2 years ago here in Palmer, and this is a place that I absolutely love. I brought my husband from around the world back to Palmer, and I want to get involved, and I've witnessed a lot of our local politics over the years, and now that I'm back in Alaska full time, I want to hit the ground running full time in my involvement. And I think, especially being a young person that was born and raised here, coming back here, having some perspective from outside of the state, I think I've got a great wealth of information to be able to add to the city council.
Okay. You've had many experiences, obviously, those experiences that formed you when you were living here in Palmer, and you've gone off to school, you've traveled. Which of those experiences suggest you would be helpful as a member of the Palmer City Council?
Yeah, so before I left, while I was still a student here, my junior and senior year of high school, I was the student representative on the school board and also with you, Mike, and that was a really being thrown into the deep end a little bit when it comes to what's going on currently here in our community. I was on the curriculum council as well, and which that position for a student representative was created specifically for me as the student rep, and as well as served with a gifted education task force. So I did a lot from the education perspective. And because of my position on the school board at that time, I started attending city council meetings in high school. And that was my first dive into our specific council politics, and came out and testified a few times before the council as well. And then as a Radio Free Palmer board member, I've volunteered to help stream city council meetings in the past as well, so which has given me a great perspective, which is a great opportunity for people to hear city council meetings if they're not able to physically attend as well. So my day job is I'm a community organizer. I'm a field organizer, and I know one of the big issues that we have here in Palmer is voter engagement, and my day job is all about getting out and talking to people face to face, getting them inspired and passionate about getting involved, depending on what specific issue that they're passionate about. And that's a huge part of what I would like to do as a city council member is increase our voter engagement.
And of course, that's the question that is often raised, how to have more people not only being involved in the day-to-day activities of the city or attend meetings, but also particularly to vote. Do you have any specific ideas about how voting might be improved here?
Yeah, I've got a few ideas. And I know how hard sometimes it is to get involved. I work in Anchorage a lot of the time, and so I'm also one of those people that commutes out of town. My husband and I now also have a small business, an IT consultancy business here based in Palmer as well. So it makes sense for my involvement. A lot of times we have small business owners that are really actively involved in our community politics. But for people that aren't paying attention, I think there's a lot of really easy ways, simple ways to get people plugged in. I know specifically for all of our borough residents, so City Palmer residents, also borough residents, received an election pamphlet. There were no specific aspects of that pamphlet that pertain to our city politics, to our city council election. I think that's a really easy thing that we could do, is sending out notices via mail about upcoming elections, specifically about propositions. There's a proposition that's currently being considered on the city ballot. Also, City Palmer residents that receive city water. Every month I receive my Palmer City water bill. That's a really easy way to add notices in about upcoming elections, or about we need input about certain events that are going on in the city, certain issues that are coming up. I spoke with my husband about how easy it would be to create a database where individuals that are city residents would be able to register, similar to the PFD sort of registration process, where you could put in your voter ID, you could add comments, leave comments for city council members, you could answer survey questions for those that aren't involved in specifically coming out to city council meetings. Because I know if you're not reading the Anchorage or the Alaska Dispatch News, or not reading the Frontiersman, then you're not seeing those notices. I know a lot of information takes place and news takes place over social media now. I see a lot of events popping up through my Facebook feed that I hear about. I don't have a daily subscription to the ADN or to the Frontiersman, and I check it out online. So anything that makes it easy for people, even in just a few minutes during a lunch hour or during a quick break, to check something online, keeping the website up to date. I noticed that there's a few things. Our new city manager's name hasn't been added to the website. So things that make it easier to really reach out to everyone. We have about 6,000 residents here in City of Palmer. And only about half of them are registered voters. We only have about 3,000 registered voters here in the city. So we need to really reach out to everyone, because it is when we have everyone being involved, everyone participating, the winners are us as constituents, us as members of this community.
Well, thank you. Now The other interesting question that comes up and has in the past deals with the present council structure, relationship of the mayor to the city manager to the council itself. Any comments?
Yeah, so we have an interesting hybrid system for the city council. We have a combination of a mayor council and a manager council, where our mayor is elected individually, so not elected out of the city council pool, but we also hire a city manager to do daily, everyday business for the city. And it very clearly states within our Palmer Municipal Code that the Palmer City Mayor interfere in city manager business and doesn't have a veto power. So I think we've seen over the last few years, we've seen a lot of turnover in our city manager position. We just hired a new city manager, a Mr. Nathan Wallace, and which is really exciting. I've heard really good things about him, speaking with some employees of the city as well that are really excited to work with him. So I think really trying to adhere to that municipal code of whose responsibilities are where, who's in charge of what, and making sure we're working as efficiently and as well as we can be.
Okay. We've covered some ground here with a variety of questions. Are there other areas that you'd like to speak to? Anything that you would like to add?
Yeah. So some of the things that I'm interested in specifically, I've lived out of state, and I've lived abroad as well. And I've lived in quite a few different communities and seen a lot of different ways of participating in community life. And I love that Palmer is a walkable city. And I love that we still have one blinking light here on Main Street, and that every time I go to cross a pedestrian crossing outside of Vagabond Blues, cars stop and let pedestrians cross. And I really want to see that walkable community continue as well as improve. I think there's a lot of ways that we could really enhance and we could really encourage that outdoorsmanship in Alaska as well. Not just Alaska, but here in our city. I know Active Souls does a happy run every Monday night, which is fantastic. You may have seen masses of people in funny costumes sometimes as well out on Monday nights and getting out. They'll have a few hundred people during the summertime, a few less people during the winter. It's a little bit more difficult to get out. Especially with strollers to icy conditions, but seeing more activities that really bring the community together in a fun, positive, family-friendly way. I think I would love to see more of that.
Okay. Well, Mike Malevsky here with Kenny Psenik Linden, who's one of the five candidates running for the two seats on the Palmer City Council. Last chance for a final comment.
Oh, I would just please, if you ever have any questions, please reach out to me. You can reach me via my Facebook page, via my website. My contact information is on the City of Palmer website as well. Please give me a call, write me an email. I'd love to hear from City Palmer residents and hear what your concerns are, because it's not just about my concerns as a potential council members. It's really about representing our entire community. So thank you very much. And please get out and vote on October 6th.
All right. Thank you, Kenny.